is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's top military commander says its forces now control 1,000 square kilometers or 386 square miles of Russia's neighboring Kursk region. The statement marked the first time a Ukrainian military official has publicly commented on the gains of the lightning incursion that has embarrassed the Kremlin. The general made the comments in a video posted Monday to the Ukrainian president Volodymyr Zelensky's Telegram post and channel. Russian forces are still scrambling to respond to the surprise Ukrainian attack. After almost a week of fierce fighting, Zelensky confirmed for the first time that the Ukrainian military is operating inside the Kursk region and praised the country's soldiers and commanders. The Pentagon says that Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has ordered a guided missile submarine to the Middle East and is selling the USS Abraham Lincoln Aircraft Carrier Strike Group to sail more quickly to the area. This, as the U.S. on Monday says it believes Iran or its proxies may launch a strike against Israel as soon as this week. The leaders of France, Germany, and Britain in a joint statement have endorsed the latest push by mediators, United States and Qatar, and Egypt to broker an agreement to end the 10-month Israel-Hamas war. They also call for the return of scores of hostages held by Hamas and the unfettered delivery of humanitarian aid. A suspected attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels targeted a ship in the southern reaches of the Red Sea. The attack early Tuesday happened around 115 kilometers south of the Houthi-held port of Hodeidah. Officials say the ship saw at least one explosive detonate in the distance, causing no damage, though the Houthis still did not immediately claim the attack. It sometimes can take hours or even days to acknowledge their assaults. They've also claimed others that apparently have